city of Sydney, home of corruption, loose money and sleaze.
Do not enter the city.
It's the city where everybody fails upwards. The city where you can't walk 5 metres without somebody selling you drugs, Botox, or fucking gelato Messina. And in this glittering glory hole, it takes a keen eye to separate the haves from the have-mores. Separate the dodgy property developers from the really, really dodgy property developers. It takes a team who knows Sydney so well that they've had the good sense to broadcast this show from an entirely different city altogether.
Ladies and gentlemen,
on Sydney's Triple M, this is Radio Chaser.
Yes, very good morning to you. Your Radio Chaser co-host for today, Charles Firth, Mark Humphreys, Reese Muldoon, and my name is Dom Knight, and I have a problem.
We have a fifth host today, which is Dom's ass.
Yeah, we'll get on that. I have another problem. Look, some enterprising company, presumably wanting mentions on the radio, delivered boxes of donuts to Triple M today. Blue donuts and maroon donuts. Obviously, more blue donuts have been eaten out there than maroon, as it should be. I just saw Charles Firth eat a maroon donut. Charles Firth, how do you explain yourself?
I enjoy a maroon donut.
Did it taste of victory?
I prefer the taste, and also I like Queensland better.
Out of the show!
There you go.
Out of the door!
Radio Chaser.
Reese, Mark, Charles, and Dom with you today. Now, guys, it's frankly, I think I deserve a bit of an award, maybe a round of applause, just even for being here today, because I've been through a lot since last we spoke.
When you say you mean One part of me.
Yeah. Look, I'm wearing the trackies today, which is unusual.
Oh, really? That's really unusual.
I'm wearing the trackies, and frankly, I thought Triple M would be more of a trackie-friendly workplace, but no. Got a few stairs out on the floor. So, given that
it's because of Juicy written on your ass. What it is.
Given that the whole station here has us live going out. This is sort of like an announcement to the whole station, guys. Yeah. I need one of the toilet cubicles to be available for my use at all times. Let's say the furthest one away is in everyone's interest. The reason for this is later today, and guys don't normally talk about this, but we did yesterday and people seem to respond. I'm having a colonoscopy.
This is the highest rating discussion we've ever had.
The phone's melted. And
that's why
you,
today we're actually coming live from your bowel.
Dom's ass.
Yeah. So
I bumped into another guy with a truck earlier.
Late this afternoon, a trained professional is going to stick a camera between my buttocks.
It's like the GPS tracker right there.
He was covering Chappelle. Nothing was happening there. He's like, let's go up, Dom.
I'm assuming News 24 will be there. But look, basically, it's just a precautionary thing. It's just to check a bunch of stuff. But the thing is the preparation. People warned me yesterday about the preparation for this. And
has all your medical advice come from our listeners?
Yes, and they were absolutely right. They said it would be an ordeal. The problem was I started a bit late, which is a bad move. Read your paper. So I was supposed to take some preparatory sachets and you drink some liquid.
The same sort of preparatory sachets that a certain little miss in South America was arrested for?
No, it was white powder. This is, if anything, more dangerous. You take this powder and a couple of hours later, open sesame. Let's just say it's extraordinary. And so nothing's happening.
Let's go to the phones on this.
It was terrible. 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to share my page. And the best thing was I felt like the listeners were supporting me because someone rang up yesterday and said that his proctologist, whatever they're called, had a ringtone.
Or whatever they're called, as if you don't have him on speed dial.
Have we got the song there, Becco?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Ass man!
A guy woke up in the middle of his colonoscopy and the doctor had that as his ringtone. And, I've heard about the ring of fire before. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Bali.
Yeah.
The point I am at now, it's not a ring of... It's a thermonuclear situation. It's like a North Korean test gone wrong. It's agonising.
It's a volcanic crater.
Yeah. It's not the best. So, look, just to be clear, if at any point during the show you don't hear my voice,
but you'll
know exactly where I am. So just be advised, I could leave at any time. No, at any time. So just yes, we're gonna be open about this. People are so shy about this terrible experience,
and rightly so.
Yes,
like there's a reason you people are shy about this. Let's talk about Dom's ass.
I'm reclaiming.
No
ass
topic
burn.
Makes me more interested than Dom's ass.
It's really lean in radio
on Radio Chaser.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Origin week, very exciting time here at Triple M. We have Reece. Reece, are you blue or maroon?
I'm blue because I was born in Newcastle, New South Wales.
Mark, are you blue or maroon? He's blue.
Oh,
and I Dom am blue. And Charles was eating a maroon donut earlier. No, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
They're delicious.
Yeah, purple boy.
Yeah, I'm a purple boy.
Disgrace. So anyway, very exciting. And look, the technology.
I love their donuts.
Right. It's not just the donuts that are innovative with different food colourings. There's going to be a Telstra GPS tracker out on the field. The NRL are very, very excited about
this. That's what's been missing from rugby league.
Well, more information.
More information.
Well, I think that, you know, the problem with rugby league is that there's just not enough
statistics.
Well,
we're careful with the problem with rugby league talk, buddy. Yeah. It's origin time!
No, but there's not enough statistics. It's not enough, like, cricket.
Yeah.
It's got to be more boring.
Stats.
The sneakometer. Yeah. Hotspot. But, you know, apparently this is the biggest innovation since Spider Cam, and I understand that's what you're getting this afternoon, Dom. Is that right?
Yes, I'm getting the Spider Cam up to date. It's true. As Ryan O'Shea would say.
But this Telstra tracker, this is honestly true. Now you'll be able to see heat maps, top speeds, stop starts, and other insights.
Because you can't see those with your eyes.
Yeah. What is a stop start? Does that mean when you stop and then start?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's why rugby league is more boring than union.
His legs are moving. You know, like, got to have the GPS to know that.
The thing I love is the NRL is saying the devices, I've got the press release here, the devices will also, importantly, allow advances to be made from a player welfare perspective.
Oh, I should have those in Parliament.
Like, on field, surely that's the last place where player welfare is an issue for the NRL. Yeah, they don't need to track them on the field. We know where they are then. If they get up to the following night, that's the problem.
And the training sessions and all that kind of bonding.
Well, that is the obvious thing that you want to see with these trackers. You don't want to see them on the field. You want to see where they
go.
Where they go off the field
and whose house and when they're visiting and what nightclub.
What's in the cross, yeah.
It's exactly. Basically an anklet.
Well, nothing anymore.
It's like a home arrest anklet is what it is. Which, yeah, I think it's probably exactly. A good idea to bring it into rugby league. But we've had a bit of a think about how this might work, and apparently they've been trying it out. Here's a sneak preview of how Origin 1 is going to sound, courtesy of the tracker.
And the scores are level in this thrilling State of Origin clash. All players tonight have been attached to the Telstra Tracker GPS, which allows us to track the position of everyone. Let's go to the white line, because that's where the action is in rugby league. The white line. Yes, the Blues have been very focused on that white line for weeks now. We've lost one of our trackers, heading off to a well-known but unnamed Gold Coast motel. And he must have been warming up with the weights. He's got a lot of white powder on his hands. I got it back to Suncorp Stadium, and it looks like one of the Blues has wandered off. Yep, according to the Telstra tracker, Jared Hayne has wandered off the field and is heading towards the dressing room. He's known for leaving. I wonder what he's up to now. He's opening the door. He's walking past the lockers. And straight to the toilets. Is he going to use a urinal? He's going to use the urinal. He's almost there. No, he's turned left and he's taking a stall and he's sitting down. Jared Hayne is taking a dump. He is taking a massive dump. And we know that. Thank you to the Telstra tracker. Let's zoom in on all the action. Really?
Oi, what are you doing? Hey, get out of here. I'm taking a dump.
Triple M. Radio Chaser.
Charles, Mark, I'm Dom. I'm very happy that we have with us Reece Muldoon, because Reece, your life has been so much more interesting than mine, frankly. It's just great hearing about all your adventures.
I know, my
over
rectum's intact and everything. It's amazing.
That's a miracle.
Yeah. No, I took my daughter to a movie on the weekend, and so this is sort of like a little bit of a public service announcement in some ways. I took my daughter to a movie on the weekend called A Dog's Purpose. Oh, now, I'm not sure if you've heard. Yeah. A Dog's Purpose. And it actually is about what happens is, I'll try and explain the plot to you a little bit, right? Mm. And you'll just be going, does that sound right for a kid? Okay. Because, okay. So
how old is your daughter, by the way?
Nine.
Nine.
She's
old.
Nine. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, sitting so it's there,
not some sort of Mitchell Pearce story.
No. There's no. Yeah. It's called the dog boner.
Okay, can we just turn off?
That would be in the title. Origin. A dog's purpose to have sex with rugby league players. No. This one's about just
draw a
dog.
A curtain over the league for a bit.
Exactly. So this is about. It's basically a dog. You meet a dog, a puppy, and then it's like, here it is, a boy, and it speaks to us, and blah 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 blah, and then it goes into the dog's life with this family, right? And then, you know, and it's a very 1950s happy family. Then the dad becomes an alcoholic, starts beating the wife, ruins the family. Yeah, ruins the family. Our hero guy, whose dog it is, punches out another guy who's called his dad an alcoholic, then sets the entire house on fire. The entire house burns down. The mum thankfully gets saved. A big log falls on his leg. He can never play football again.
Spoiler
he breaks
alert.
Up with his girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. The dog, etc., dies, okay?
The dog dies!
Wait, it gets better. The dog dies. Better. The dog freaking comes back. It's now a police dog. The police dog, we see it go through training. It's with its owner. It's a very lonely owner. The guy's a loner in one flat. He's got nothing. He's got only this dog. He takes the dog out, rescues the girl. The dog gets shot. The dog dies again.
What?
That's two deaths. The dog keeps coming back,
right? They've mistaken it with a cat.
I know. The dog comes back again. And then, oh, God, what's the next one? It's a black chick who just cannot for love nor money get a boyfriend. It all goes wrong, et cetera, et cetera. So much tragedy, so much horror in this thing. And the dog keeps coming back. And then finally the dog goes, my purpose in life is to be here now. Roll credits.
Wow.
I know. And my daughter, I had ones where I'm in tears. Like when the dog got shot when it was helping out the police officer and saved the little girl. And the dog's shot and the dog's dying in the guy's arms. And I'm just like, this is too much. I can't take it. And my daughter's just like, yeah, next dog.
Radio Chaser. Triple M. Later in the show here on Radio Chaser, we are definitely crossing to Chappelle Corby, the real Chappelle Corby. 100% guaranteed we wouldn't lie to you. Would we lie to you? No, we would never lie to you.
Yes, and Dom, just breaking news out of the US now. Tiger Woods has been caught drink driving.
Did you see the photo?
Oof. Apparently it's drink / drug driving. They're not actually saying which.
The influence is something.
Influence.
It could just
under
be Scientology. I don't know.
It could be. It could be Xenu.
Apparently it was in a last-ditch effort to make golf interesting.
Mm.
But no, he joins the list of golf's bad boys.
Who's on that list?
Oh, just Tiger.
Oh. Radio
Chaser. Triple M. Just some breaking news on the Chappelle Corby front, Dom. There's absolutely nothing has happened in the last 24 hours. Since
everyone's
we last
looking for it.
About it.
Everyone's looking for it. And look, her mum.
But no, that's not to say that it's not blanket coverage. It's just nothing has actually happened.
Yes, it's been wall to wall coverage of nothing. It's been fascinating. Yeah. So, but Rosalie Rose yesterday, I think her mother, of course, said that she doesn't quite know where she is, but she thinks she might be in Cairns. Well, Rosalie Rose, if you're listening, I'm sure she's a fan of Radio Chaser. We've got a bit of news because Chappelle Corby, amazingly enough, is on the phone. She rang up to talk exclusively to us here. So look, all news networks across the country, feel free to go live on this. This is genuinely the real Chappelle Corby. Would I lie to you?
Okay, Chappelle, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello. This is Charles from Radio Chaser at Triple M. We thought we'd want to talk to Chappelle Corby. Is she there?
Speaking.
What?
What?
Sorry?
Speaking, this is Chappelle.
Chappelle?
Yeah.
Chappelle Corby?
Yes.
You sound a bit different to usual.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, prison will do that to a girl.
Okay. What are you up to at the moment? What are you doing?
Well, a lot of PlayStation, a little bit of Xbox, but mainly PlayStation, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, tell us, how does freedom feel?
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, pretty good.
So, how's Cairns?
Oh no, it's great! How did you know that we were here?
Oh, you know, just a hunch. Maybe your mum told us.
You media, hey?
Yeah.
Always after me,
Chappelle. People got so many questions.
We do.
You know, you've been away for 14 years. Tell us what's been the most surprising thing about Australia in 2017.
Well, Grant Denyer seems pretty popular. What's with that?
Look, I hear you, Chappelle.
First thing you noticed, I imagine, getting off the plane, Chappelle.
I hear you, but he's surprisingly funny.
He is actually surprisingly funny.
But this is what I'm talking about. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and what do you like most about being home?
Oh, well, yeah, good question. Well, I feel, I don't want to get sort of too poetic with all this, but I feel like I've been set free.
Mm.
You know, I feel like I was behind bars, and now I'm not.
That is very deep.
It's really profound.
So what are your plans from here?
Well, I was thinking about going on holiday.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Bali. You know, flights are cheap.
Real issues. Unreal solutions. Triple M. Radio Chaser. Ah.
Yes, Reese, Mark, Charles and Dom with you today. And it's time for our daily check-in on President Trump. A source of enduring interest, really. So much going on. He's back from his trip, as he put it on Twitter. Just returned from Europe. Trip was a great success for America. Hard work, but big results. He's the only person who thought that, but at least one person gave the trip a positive review. And he's back into probably the biggest scandal of all the many scandals of his presidency so far, with his son-in-law, the beloved prince of the Trump-Kushner family, Jared Kushner, in huge trouble. Some have been suggesting he take a break. Makes me wonder if without Jared, who will solve Middle East peace and reform the federal bureaucracy? They don't know how to run the place without Jared.
There's only five people working at the White House, isn't there? So if you can't lose, that's 20% of your workforce.
Oh, Ivanka will have to do double duty.
All these empty posts he hasn't filled still.
It's true. It's a skeleton staff. Mm. And in the case of Steve Bannon on Saturday Night Live, actually a skeleton. But no, it's a huge crisis, Charles. When you've been following this?
Yes. Look, I think Trump is the only president in the history of the United States where he returns and everyone he visited in his last leg in Europe then distanced themselves. Did you see that? They're all distancing themselves. Macron, who's the new French president, just basically trolled Trump for days on end. So I don't know whether you saw it. Did you see him when he first went
about
up
the
to
handshake?
Meet? Yeah, when he first went up to meet Trump was coming in one direction. Macron was coming in the other direction. It was just long. It was like a 50-meter walk.
Yep.
Macron makes a beeline directly towards Trump and then at the last minute just turns right and goes and shakes Angela Merkel's hand.
That is such a good one.
It was such
that's
a 12-year-old gag. Yesterday they had the photo op of them shaking hands. Macron just refused to let go.
Just out-trumped him.
So we
did that on John Howard once in our very first comedy show for The Chaser. Chaz was shaking Howard's hand and it went for so long we had to speed the video up. So I love that Macron, our real world leader, all these years later, is actually doing that
joke. He's learned from The Chaser.
I liked when Macron went, high five, download, too slow.
That was the level. Great because I was just wondering, can the other world leaders go to Trump's level? Yes, they can. They can go all the way down to kindergarten. It's a beautiful thing.
And the best one was, though, that Trump was standing there and Theresa May, who's the new British Prime Minister, was standing there. And Macron goes up to Trump and there's no translators around and just speaks to Trump in French. And then he turns to Theresa May. This is in full view of Donald Trump. And then just speaks in perfect English to Theresa May. It was just total trolling.
And he also just did the same thing to Putin. Like, Putin's right next to him, right? He does a press conference.
Yeah, Macron.
Right next to him. And Macron goes like, well, I'll tell you what, RT and Sputnik are just a load of propaganda rubbish. You wouldn't listen to the Russians.
He's right next to Putin.
He's got a
39 years
old.
He's Generation X. He's the first Generation X world leader. So look,
he's like an angry Trudeau, like, you know, sort of young, handsome Frenchman kind of guy, but sticks it right up him.
He's got the devil in him. It's going to be great to see his presidency. But look, all this talk about Donald Trump and languages. One of the big controversies of the week is whether he was wearing an earpiece in the NATO meeting. So all these other languages were going on. There was Italian going on. And people were like, well, Trump doesn't seem to have an earpiece. Is he zoning out? Is he going to sleep? Now, it was eventually revealed that he did actually have a tiny earpiece that no one could see. Mm. And the thing is, it worked so well,
And it was actually Jared Kushner just going, I love you.
It worked so well in having the earpiece.
Don't betray me. Don't betray me.
I'm family.
But he had to go back to the States and he was actually doing a street speech for Memorial Day, very serious, kind of like the Anzac Day in America. And he was at Arlington National Cemetery speaking. And in fact, he had an earpiece. And we've got the leaked audio here. It's very interesting when you hear the actual speech that he gave, when you hear the prompts of the earpiece at the same time. Have a listen.
Okay, now, be grateful. Be thankful that you're not in jail yet.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, now, use some fancy words, the poetry crap we wrote. Go.
Here at this hallowed shrine, we honor the noblest among us.
Now, remember, their sons died in war. For God's sake, don't describe how they died.
We pay tribute to those brave souls who raced into gunfire, roared into battle.
No, okay, just don't say they went to hell.
And ran into hell.
Oh, but explain why they did it.
They made their sacrifice not for fame or for money or even for glory, but for...
Oh, you are a total...
...country.
Okay, now let's pledge to tell their stories.
Let us also pledge to tell the stories.
Oh, shit, what was their names? Oh, I don't know. Robert...
Of Robert.
Chris.
Chris.
Andrew.
Andrew.
All of them.
And all of America's fallen warriors.
Today.
Today.
And for the next year.
And for the next 1,000 years.
1,000 years? What the hell? Just get out of here. Just God bless a shit ton of things and get out of here. Get out of here. Pull it.
God bless you. God bless our fallen heroes. God bless their families. God bless our military. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Mark, Charles, Dom, and Reese Muldoon here today.
Just talking about all things Donald Trump. Donald Trump has just, he says that North Korea's latest missile launch into Chinese waters is, quote, very, very disrespectful to the great Japanese people. Yeah, very disrespectful to the Japanese, great Japanese people whom he's always admired for their Peking duck, Jackie Chan movies and Great Wall of China.
He's so sensitive, isn't he? Triple M.
Radio Chaser.
Huge news in the BuzzFeed story. People are getting very excited about the anti-GetUp. So GetUp's a political group. It goes, and you probably had to avoid their leaflets at a polling place. They're very left-wing, and the right for years have been going, let's come back and have our own one. They've got a plan.
GetUp's a spam-based organisation that sends you emails, and the way they achieve change in the world is to get you to click on a button.
Yeah. Right, and right. Then, sign and a petition.
To sign a petition. Right.
So it's basically Bob Dylan that the times they are changing, but with one click.
Right. And look, they've been very successful. They've claimed success in lots of places over the years. Mm. They've saved the Great Barrier Reef from leeching.
Oh, that's good.
They've also...
Yeah, there's never been a coalition victory since GetUp started.
They achieved Gonski. Yep. They completely reformed the education system. Nothing else to do with anyone else. It was just a get up thing.
Right.
So the right for years have been saying, we want one of these things of our own.
We want a spam group. Machine.
Right.
We want
some right-wing spam.
We want to learn how to send out emails. Yeah.
So curiously, there was a meeting on the weekend at Michael Yabsley, who's a former state treasurer. He had a big get-together at his private
estate. It's so great that there's not disgraced before that. You know how we talk about so many politicians like disgraced former treasurer.
He's actually the only New South Wales politician.
New South Wales politician doesn't have disgrace.
So lots of conservative heavy hitters were there. Alan Jones was there. Tim Wilson, the MP, used to work for the IPA, was there. Right. Curiously enough, the man who is going to run the conservative get up is apparently Mark Latham, former leader of the Labor Party. But his heart's in a different place
outsider.
Now. So this is the thing. This is the big plan to get together and convince everyone to support Mark Latham's outsiders, that political group. Which I kind of love that, because the reason GetUp started in 2005 was because Mark Latham had done such a terrible job as Labor leader in 2004.
Alienated
someone
everybody.
Needed to rebuild the thing. So he's got form in this area. I guess for us as well, we need to try to cover these stories.
Well, that's right. And luckily, we've actually got somebody in the studio today who was actually there last weekend. Sort of the outsider's outsider. Conservative shock jock, Campbell Parks. Campbell, welcome. What was it like there?
Well, thank you, Charles. Thanks so much. But look, it was a real celebration of the common man. We were thumbing our noses at those elites over the weekend.
And where was this? Where was it held?
It was at a private estate.
A really fancy private estate? What was it like?
No, I would say a very anti-elite private estate is how I describe it.
All right.
So, Campbell, can you run us through your plan from here? Like, what's going to happen?
Well, to continue the outsider theme, I'm planning to get on commercial radio. That's where all the outsiders are.
One of those AM shock jock type shows.
This is right. So, in fact, I don't know if you're all right with me taking over your show, but here's the promo for my new show, thanks to our very outsider sponsor, Bulgari. Diamonds for the outsider in everyone.
When he speaks, the nation listens.
There have been calls to rename Margaret Court Arena after her comments on marriage for the gays. Well, here's a name for you. The Marriage Act of 1961 Arena.
He tackles the big issues.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream are refusing to serve two scoops of the same flavour until marriage for the gays is legalised.
Well, I've been saying it for years. Rainbow paddle pops are a slippery slope.
He asks the hard questions.
How come when the Opera House turns on all its lights for Vivid, it's art, but when I do it, I'm an environmental vandal and missing the point of Earth Hour?
He always backs himself.
I'm sorry, it'll always be Cat Stevens to me.
And he never shies away from the truth.
Sorry, ladies, Justin Trudeau is a 7 at best.
It's The Way It Is with Campbell Parks.
Listeners, you're not going to believe this one. The Daily Telegraph, which to my mind does some of the finest journalism and photoshopping in the country, has revealed that prisoners in New South Wales are able to purchase Tim Tams in jail. I tell you, a Tim Tam suck in prison doesn't mean the same thing it means out here. How long until Adriano Zumbo opens up a joint in Long Bay?
Campbell Parks, always outside the know. Never in. Only on 2 Triple K. K.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Yeah, Sydney's finest comedy-based show between 11 and 1pm on one of Sydney's 24.9 Triple M. Reese, Mark,
that's
Charles,
a disrespectful
and
thing
Dom.
To say about Ray Hadley's show, I must say. I think that's
he doesn't go to 1 o'clock.
Oh, there
it's
you
all
go.
Fine.
Right.
All right, so we're trying something new today. We haven't had enough science content in the show, and look, we do need just to bring some balance, some facts, some evidence, some data. So science guru Charles Firth, let's have some science. What
can
have you got?
Can we call me Dr. Charles Firth?
Well, go
evening?
And earn it.
Go to
go to university for 6 years and get
your
I bought a degree from Trump University.
Or Bond University.
Okay.
Put up your hand if you've got a doctorate. Thank you. Anyway.
Oh. Okay. Oh. So these are absolutely bleeding edge science stories from the last few weeks. Like, these are published papers that have only just come out.
Oh,
so
wow.
You won't have heard them anywhere else.
So not even in the news. You've just gone straight
so
to the source.
This is a trust exercise on our part.
Yeah. So scientists at the University of Texas Medical School in Houston wanted to work out, does time really slow down when you get really frightened?
Oh.
You know how...
Oh, yes.
You know,
or no, like when you have an accident.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, when you see, when you have a car accident or something
I've
like that.
I've had motorbike crashes. It totally does.
Yeah, and I was actually reading about how Mercedes-Benz has actually put in a little burst of pink noise, they call it.
Right.
When you're having a car accident.
Yeah.
And that's to sort of make your eardrums sort of...
What is pink noise?
Yeah, what, does that, what is pink noise?
What's it supposed to do? What it does is it makes your eardrums sort of steel and sort of
focus.
React and focus on it. And so and so it blocks out the noise. And so you don't get deafened by the crash.
Okay.
So just like the second, millisecond beforehand. And people had been claiming that they were actually hearing this noise. And the Mercedes-Benz people were saying, no, it's way too fast. And so the scientists here at Houston said, why don't we actually work out whether time does actually slow? Like, the people can actually hear this momentary sound.
Mm.
Anyway, so what they did, this is honestly the test that they did. They had volunteers wear a special wristwatch-like device.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then they winched them 46 meters in the air.
Oh, so, wow. Right. Okay, I'm a science volunteer, get me out of here, kind of.
Yeah.
Volunteer. This is the only time in their life they're going to volunteer.
So I was watching Batman, The Dark Knight yesterday. There's that scene where Batman grabs someone and literally hooks onto a plane and just goes right. So they literally did that in real life.
They winched them 46 meters in the air and they said, now watch the screen.
On your watch.
On your watch.
Yep.
And then they just dropped them, which would be really frightening. And while they were dropping them, they flashed up a whole lot of different images on the screen.
Oh, to see if they could remember any of them.
Yeah. And the answer is no.
Well, it would be so hard to keep looking at the watch. Like, it's just like, okay, and we're going to drop you now. Remember to look at the watch. It's over.
I'm sure I went on that ride at Australia's Wonderland, Charles, once upon a time.
So the answer is time does not slow down.
No, it's not the answer at all. It's just a shit experiment.
It's hard to focus when you're filling your DAX.
Actually, time did slow down for me during that last Trick Sugar Ray song, but anyway.
Now,
That's interesting, though. I think that topic's actually fascinating.
But moving on, in the world of malarial mosquitoes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's
a world
can't I try to avoid. Yeah.
I mean, this is
enough.
A popular topic on Triple M, so, I don't want to go on about...
We all go to flesh pots full of malarial mosquitoes, or is that just me?
Yeah, it's just dysentery lunch from 1 till 2. Yep.
But in the latest edition of Scientific Reports, which I assume you subscribe to...
It's a credible journal, I presume.
Someone from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine has... So
wait a sec. Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Okay.
So okay.
But it's not so run by the football
tropical
club.
Tropical wonderland. Yeah, that is Liverpool.
Requires a little bit of explanation, but basically the insecticides that they give to mosquitoes are all based on making mosquitoes lose their legs.
Really?
Right? Yes. And so the idea is that their legs drop off and then they're assumed to be
they're
dead.
They're
right?
on a little skateboard.
Yeah, and that's how they measure you know, was that insecticide effective is how many legs they lost. Right?
I got legless the other night. Someone must have put some insecticide in my drink.
But this woman, this scientist at Liverpool, has discovered that mosquitoes can still properly function, or this new breed of mosquito can now properly function
without legs.
They need just one leg to function.
What?
They can lose up to five legs, and they should be considered alive.
So,
yeah.
How do we go with when we get up to centipedes? How far can we go with this?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is in her definition of death. Of just going you've got no legs, therefore you're dead. No, you're not. You've just got no legs.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. No, but I'm just saying that, that's how they were measuring. All the insecticides that they've been using in the third world are just not actually working. You just don't have any legs.
Right.
They're completely legsless.
Okay. But if you drop a mosquito 42 metres while it looks at its watch.
This is actually a war crime that's going on.
Arguably better to have too few legs than an extra leg, like a certain Rolf Harris. Radio Chaser. Triple M. There really hasn't been a media event like Schapelle Corby's return to Australia. Mm. So much coverage, cameras everywhere, obsession nationwide. In fact, it's gone so far that one TV network's actually set up a dedicated Schapelle Corby channel.
Schapelle 24. All Schapelle, all the time.
Schapelle's return has gotten off to the worst possible start as she spent her first day on Australian soil unsuccessfully trying to return a video to Video Easy.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to this late fee.
All the speculation.
We've just heard Schapelle has updated her details on the electoral roll, sparking rumours she'll make a run for the Australian Senate.
All the salacious details.
Schapelle Corby bears all. That's right, we understand she's taken her first shower.
Oh, will you f*** off?
If it's not Schapelle, it's not news.
Weather up next with early morning fog patches expected on Sunday. After the break, what that means for Schapelle's weekend.
Plus all the latest international news as it relates to Schapelle.
Did President Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner set up a back channel of communication with Schapelle Corby? We'll speak with one expert who says, please stop asking me about Schapelle Corby.
Schapelle 24. Schapelle, Schapelle. Schapelle, Schapelle.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.